Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us. Happy Halloween. It's not my holiday at all. I'm like the worst. You know, my daughter sent me a message this morning saying, Happy Halloween. And she's, you know, it's like, Happy Halloween to you too. I'm not a Halloween person at all. It's, it used to be my ex-husband's favorite holiday. Mine was Christmas. Okay, so mine's Christmas, his is Halloween. Hers was, you know, but Happy Halloween for all of you guys celebrating who are into it. Awesome. Enjoy. Me, no. So today we have a brand new guest on our show today. Sarah Messiah is here with us today, and she's going to be talking about how you are a never-ending being of light. And so today, some of what we're going to learn with Sarah is we're going to talk about enlightenment through the keys to whom you are a part, a creator and creating. We're going to be talking about aiding separation, conflict, and dispersing fear in this time of ascension. And so much more. We're going to be taking some live caller questions. We're going to be doing a process of some sort. We'll see what that is, a meditation. And for those of you who don't know Sarah, Sarah has been working as a qualified nurse for over 20 years. And she gained much experience with working with the most vulnerable groups within society. And Sarah is an award-winning author whose book, The Cosmos, Ascension, and the Golden Keys from Melchizedek, has recently won the Mind, Body, Spirit Book Awards. She's also founder of the Golden Key Energy Healing System, which works directly with Creator. And this fast and uplifting healing modality enables those in receipt to clear many stories that hold us back within the Akashic Records, as well as contracts held with Creator. So we're going to talk more about that with Sarah, to find out what exactly... You know, what is this? What is, you know, this new modality that she's bringing forward? Who does she work with? And, you know, Melchizedek and the book and so much more. So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. It's lovely to be here.
I'm so glad you're here with us today. And so, Sarah, because it's your first time with us, you know, on the show, can you just share a little bit about your journey, about your story, how you got started? Especially how you were able to channel this book and work with Melchizedek?
Absolutely. Well, it's a long journey of awakening, really, as we're probably all going through. I started, obviously, as a nurse for many, many years. And then one day I woke up and I thought, I've got to do something to do with energy work. So like many, I went off and studied Reiki, carried on doing... different processes such as EFT, theta healing, and Rahani. So I trained in many modalities, and during theta healing, these keys kept popping in. And obviously, I already worked with Melchizedek and with the Rahani and knew him well. And I went to actually another healer on a tele summit, and they said, actually, Melchizedek wants you to take me into a room using these keys. And that's how really my journey with the key work began. It's progressed over sort of 4 years of bringing this in. And I'm currently writing book two. So there's about six sets of keys in total. And I've had all the key sets in now that I'm going to get for this time. And they work very, very quickly with Creator to clear many stories out of the Akashic Records. So it was a gradual process of bringing this modality in. And obviously, channeling the book is an exceptional experience, because Melchizedek literally stands next to me and tells me what to write. And then during the writing process, I've had to look up things. Oh, I didn't know about that. Some of it's quite complex, and, you know, it's physics, and I have to go away and think, oh, is that right? And then I find out, absolutely, it is. So, so it's been quite a journey to get to the point I'm at now, and taking this beautiful healing to many souls that are ready for it, because it is very deep healing and working within the Akashics.
So I actually had a session with Sarah last week, and it was quite powerful. And Sarah, you don't know this, but as in the middle of our session, my husband had come home, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then from his coming home, which is like, he was home at a weird time, not a normal time. So, you know, when he comes home, it's like, oh, what's up, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So needless to say, that day ended up being one of the worst days in a long time.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Yeah, it was one of the worst days in a long time that we've had, his own stuff, but still, you know. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's like on top of the work that we just did. And then on top of, you know, all that happening. So I was like, okay, calm down. It's okay. Everything is releasing. Everything is purging. Everything is shifting and changing. It's okay. It's all good. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. Right. And I was going to call you back and say, oh my God. But my husband was here. So I was like, you know, I didn't want to, but it's like, oh, I should tell Sarah that all this stuff is happening, you know, but it all worked out, you know. It's good. Everything is good, you know. Excellent. There's been so much releasing and shifting and changing that's happened since our session, and so I just wanted to let you know that it was really a wonderful session, really powerful, even though I was kind of interrupted and everything, but it was good. It was really good. Excellent. And you know, I didn't go back and watch or listen to it again.
No.
I don't think I have to, right?
You don't. And I never do. Well, I believe, for me, I mean, some people find comfort from it and look back and think how they have, what has changed for them. But for me, once it's gone, it's gone. And I just,
I'm
thankful that it's gone. And, you know, for me, I've been clearing every day for 2 weeks because Creator wanted some extra healing to go out. It does include some planetary healing within the key sessions. So I've been 2 weeks of clearing and things keep popping up. And then I think, oh, that's come up here. I've got to go and get rid of that now. So it's kind of things come up after a session to highlight what else we're holding, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And it's good because we want it to be highlighted so that we can let it go.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Right? Because holding all this negative, denser energy, really, it doesn't just cause us fears, anxieties, etc. It really does cause disease states within the body. So releasing that is really healing yourself in a great way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I want to talk about the book that you wrote. I want to talk about the keys, you know, and Melchizedek. But before we get there, even, you know, today we're talking about, you know, how we are a never-ending being of light, right? And how as we are ascending, and we're all ascending in some way, right? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's not always easy, right? It's sometimes
it definitely isn't.
Yeah, definitely isn't. Sometimes not easy. So can we talk a little bit about, and of course I lost that piece of paper that I wanted to look at. Can we talk a little bit about that, about how, what ascension means to you as you understand it and what it means for a soul to ascend?
Ascension basically is the shifting of timelines to a new understanding. So it's not that we've gone anywhere or, you know, it's that we've actually shifted in our understanding of who we are without the problems of the past. So it's understanding really as we ascend that we can release these fears, doubts, worries, anxieties, and they no longer need to impinge on our journeying like they have in the past, because obviously also within a key session, I have to say, we do clear future stories that we may have pulled to ourselves. So ascension is, it's a huge phenomenon, and with the planets as well, they are ascending with us. So it's a really big mixture of things, but it is to change the thoughts and how we think, which really does feed into grid systems of our planet, because lower vibrational thoughts, and it's all about the vibration of thought and sound as well. Lower vibrational thoughts do feed into negativity, which feed into the grids around Earth. This is a bit complex, but I hope you're all following, and keep us trapped in this lower energy form. So as we're awakening and changing ourselves, we're also aiding our planet, Mother Earth, to arise as well. So it's, you know, it's a very complex process, but it's really knowing who you truly are, which is a divine, never-ending being of light, and being free of these fears. But it's also, I have to say, about finding glory in all challenges, because as you awaken, many fears arise, and it is not, as you said, an easy process to when we start awakening to who we are, because we have to really dig deep within and look at what's coming up for us. So, yeah, the journey yeah. of awakening and ascension is complex and filled with many, I'd say, rocky roads.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. definitely rocky roads. You know, that's yeah. why that's why they have that ice cream, Rocky Road ice cream, for those of us yeah. in
absolutely.
North America.
yeah, yeah.
to help
yeah,
us with absolutely. Some of those challenges. So you talked a little bit about how the key work developed, right? But can you go into a little bit more detail about how it was developed and why were you chosen to bring that work forward?
Well, Alara, I've often asked myself that, why I was chosen. But esoterically speaking, I chose this journey billions of incarnations ago. Mm-hmm. And I can remember some past lives, bizarrely, where I was being taught in rooms about the keys, because it is very complex. So many old souls are here at this time of ascension to bring forward new energies that can help people release the past quickly so that they can know who they are. And obviously, as I said, every time someone shifts something, it aids the next person to awaken, because the energy around you changes, your vibration changes, and it don't underestimate one little change in yourself and how it can affect timelines and other people's timelines and the timelines of this planet. So I was chosen, I chose it many mm-hmm. moons ago, and I've had to work through lots of issues, because in other times, places and spaces, I haven't always used it in the correct manner, which has been addressed in the time of now. Hence the reason, I'm not saying it was just me, this, you know, experimenting with the keys. For instance, one time, in a past life, I had to clear where a planet flooded, because I was experimenting with keys and thought, oh, what can I do with that? So during a session, I did go into a bit of a shock state and think, oh my goodness, I can't do this. So it's been a big journey for me to bring this energy healing out to the world as well, having to work on many different aspects. But the keys come through Mikhail Zadek now, so incidents like this will never happen again. And he is the overseer of the universes. And yeah, so he brings the keys forward when we start the healing session, and it's all very controlled. And yeah, mm-hmm. so
awesome.
So I've chose it myself, basically,
yes.
without yes. realizing it in this form. I realize it fully now that I did choose to bring this healing modality forward.
And that's, you know, and you know, to be honest, we choose everything, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're choosing whether, you know, like for example, even the work that I'm doing, I'm choosing that, whether I'm choosing it now or whether I chose it before, but I'm choosing that, right?
Absolutely, because we're free-willed beings, and Creator has always said we have free will. So, and you know, it plays out throughout our whole lifetimes. We can choose to go this way or that way, but sometimes in that choice, with as I know now, past life energies and lower vibrational energies can affect our choices in the time and now. And that's why many of us have come here at this time and this planet, which I have been told many souls lined up to come here, believe it or not, and the lucky ones got here. So I, you know, even though we may have rocky roads, as we talked about, we have to look at it in a different way, that we've come here to release so much of our past so that we can stand here without fear in the present and carry on doing that through many incarnations to come, as we are never ending mm-hmm. beings of light as part of Creator. Mm-hmm. And on that note, Creator told and informed me that, you know, one incarnation is like one day at school. And after a day at school, we go home. And when we leave this realm of existence, we are actually returning home. So I always say, you know, we can call it dying, or, you know, but it is actually going home to creator's mind of creator's many minds in the most glorious light, mm-hmm. you know, when we leave this realm of existence.
Right. Awesome. And yeah. so can you also talk a little bit, before I forget everybody, because I tend to get sidetracked. If you do have a question, you can type in your question into the chat, or you can raise your hand, because we will be taking live caller questions as well. So can you also talk a little bit about how the key sessions work and what it means to hold a contract with Creator?
Absolutely. So as the key sessions progressed over time, I became aware that, you know, we held these contracts with Creator from the beginning of our soul. And that was to really aid the duality of existence and the continuum of life. So we held not just contracts, but weights. And we've held them so our soul can learn and grow, as well as keeping the whole of existence going. Because without there being a lower energetic form and a higher one, everything would collapse. Everything would just be vibrating on love. Mm-hmm. So Creator obviously needs to learn and grow as we are. And that's why we never stop learning and growing, as the angels and guides never stop learning and growing. So this continuum, you know, it never stops, but we've held these contracts from the beginning of our soul. And this is a gift of the keys to come here now to get rid of them and be given different energetic gifts of, for instance, joy or love. You know, so we keys actually clear these contracts, these weights, and thousands and billions of stories. I can't even tell you how many fly out of the records and get a cachet mm-hmm. at one time. So yeah, within a key session, we release those old energies back to creator having learnt enough, and it, you know, other souls within the universes will be holding this energy now, and we've done our bit, we've learned what we needed to learn from holding it, and that's why they've been gifted back.
Mm. So you mentioned weights. What exactly are weights? And I know, I remember I asked you this during my session too, because like, what do you mean weights?
Yeah, well, weights are, I see them esoterically, because I have sight, hearing, and yeah, all of it really, but I see them as big weights that are holding you around your neck, so that it's like you're hunched over. Once we remove it, say we've got weights of despair, for instance. Mm-hmm. Once those weights are removed and we clear thousands of stories of despair, and they're cleared out of, despair is also cleared out of ourselves, our whole energy field, and our higher self. It goes right back to the beginning of our soul. So we clear stories of despair, basically. Right. Changing the past and changing our future and changing how we feel in the time and now.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And so there was something that you had mentioned during our session. We were talking about the Elohim and Hallelujah. What does that mean?
Ah, well, Elohim is, I mean, there's many words for Creator. There's, you know, Creator's been called God, Creator, Universal Energy Source. But Creator gifted within key sessions Elohim, because that word actually holds the divine masculine and the divine feminine. As Creator is not, as we all know, some little person in the sky, a man with a white beard. Mm-hmm. Creator is an energy that is everything, but it does, Creator is divine, masculine and feminine, and loves us all equally without judgment.
Right.
So yeah, that's Elohim. So often in a key session, this is toned or sung, and it helps clear and put people in alignment with the divine masculine and feminine energy. And Alleluia is a brilliant word, and it's been around for eons of time, if we look back. And Alleluia is the birthing of a new way. So often during a key session, this is also toned, just to anchor in the new energy that the souls is accepting, and the higher self across all time, place and space. So Alleluia is a word that, you know, is often branded about, but mm-hmm. it really does anchor, because words are really important. For instance, Om's the word of creation, mm-hmm. and that reverberates throughout the universes. But Alleluia is the birthing of a new way, and it's for instance, the Alleluia is the birthing of new souls. It's, you know, Creator uses that energy of that word. Mm-hmm. And so that is used within the key ceremonies.
Awesome. Thank you. And so one of the things that we didn't mention is that when you do a session, you also do light language.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. From mm-hmm. Creator. It's channeled straight from Creator.
Yeah.
The light language. So, yeah.
Exactly. So powerful. We're going to do a short meditation in a little bit. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we wanted to talk about, you know, separation, conflicts, all those hooks and fears, you know, that yeah. arise when the planet and we are awakening. Can you talk a little bit
Absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. Well, fearful states are obviously the opposite of the love state. So mm-hmm. it's fear and love. And in between, we have anger, despair, and as we've talked about, shock. So fear is a gathering of many emotions.
Right.
So basically, fearful states, and it's also about being in fear about the duality of existence, which will always exist. And it's releasing the fears about things such as attack. You know, the keys can aid with many issues. So it's being in fear of a darker entity and that sort of thing as well, because that does not serve us to be in fear. We have to be very mindful that they exist and they're very powerful. Mm-hmm. But the light is more powerful than any dark could ever be. Right. And once you know fully you're part of Creator creating and you are connected to Creator without any doubt, you are completely protected from any of that type of energy. So it's, you know, fear, conflict and separation, it really does lead into how we live our lives and whether we live them with anxiety and worries or whether we release them back and live in a completely different way. Mm. So yeah, it's really knowing who we truly are in the duality of existence, accepting it and accepting also that we have been everything.
Yes.
You know, in our past lives, we have not always been the lovely person that you know, we see ourselves as in this life. We would have done things, made judgments, and, you know, mm-hmm. we would have been acting in not so great ways.
We've been and done everything. That's what I keep telling everybody. We have been and done everything. So
absolutely. So, however, Creator doesn't judge us for this.
Exactly. Yep. We judge ourselves.
We judge ourselves and others judge us. And but Creator does not. Creator is a non-judgmental energy.
Yeah.
Just love. And because Creator, don't forget, created the duality of existence. So how mm-hmm. could Creator like then wish to punish us for our choices from, you know, and within the books, I've also been channeled that if we have, for instance, if we have an energy of a row going on around us and we act in a peaceful, loving way back to the angry person, they may get more angry, but a little tiny step, they might think, oh, they're not reacting to this as I thought they would. That little tiny step is still a step in their evolutionary process.
Right.
So, you know, little things can actually build up into greater things and aid people to see where they could change.
Awesome. Thank you. So we have some questions in the chat, yeah. which I didn't see until now. So Linda is asking, how do we remember when we transition so we don't come back to this planet? You know, we choose to come here, right, Linda? You know, we chose to come here.
We did choose.
And
we
sometimes did. It's hard to believe that. I know it's like, why did I choose to come back here? Why did I choose to learn this lesson? Why did I choose to experience this? Right. We all ask that question many times, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not alone in having asked that question. I'd like to say to Linda, I'm not alone in that. And none of us are, because ascension is a difficult time. And we may have had really difficult times in our life in the time of now as well. And we think, what on earth are we doing here? This can't be ascending. We can't be moving towards the light. But actually, we have, as you awaken and know who you are, we have come here to transcend these difficulties and bring in a new golden age to Mother Earth. And as you know, this will continue, this ascension process. So we are like the way showers for many others that are coming after us. And I think we need to bear that in mind. Plus, we've come here. So in our next incarnation, if we didn't choose to come back here, that we have not got the feelings and the lower vibrational energies that we have had to experience here. So it is just really deeply releasing that.
So it's not about remembering when we transition that we don't want to come back, is that when we transition, we're in a different vibration. And so we're not, you know, experiencing the same things that we did when we were, here. So that question doesn't actually come up, Linda, when you actually transition.
No, I've actually got a whole chapter on going home, as I call it, in book two. And it is entitled Never Ending Beings of Light. And I'd like anyone listening to know that when we go home, we go back home, we have, we get washed, if you like, that's how I see it, we get washed. We go and we look at our life journey. So we do have life reviews, Mikhail Zadek has told me. Mm-hmm. So we do have that life review, but without judgment, without the fear and worry. And we get helped by the guides, angels, creator, to look at how we could have done things differently or changed situations. And then we go into a settling period. Now, that can be as long as it is needed for each soul, because we don't know, you know, and there's no time in spirit. So where everything is calm and beautiful, and we're actually sitting in bliss with creator, total bliss. And I've channeled that. You can't even describe that bliss when you go home. You couldn't even get near to it here as an understanding of us in this incarnation. And then we go into planning our next adventure and our next lessons and things our soul needs to learn and grow. And so in this life, they may not have always felt positive, but as you're awakening, you don't need to carry that old energy anymore, and you can... Even though bad things, you can't change what has happened to you in this life, but you can change how you feel about it and how you project yourself and your futures. So
exactly.
I hope that helps.
Hope that helps, Linda. And then there's a question from Caroline. How many sessions does it take to release, to clear? It depends on what it is, but let's see what Sarah has to say.
Yes, it depends. You know, I'd say that our journey of evolution never ends, as creators never ends. So we're eternal beings of light. But it depends what situation we'd be working on. And before a session, as Alara probably knows, I get told, because the deck stands next to me, and I get told what that soul needs to clear. And always, I haven't really had one where someone says, oh, that's really what I was planning on working on, because we have a chat before the session, and it's normally always I've been given, we're going to work on this today. So it might be shocks, it might be anger, it depends for that individual soul. It might be the feeling of lack of joy, it depends. So we are clearing stories. Say we're working on shock, it doesn't mean that some anxieties won't still arise, because we've worked completely on shock, and then we'd have to dig deeper and look at different issues. But we clear, as I think you can appreciate, quite a lot of old negative energy in one session.
Yes, absolutely. So I always say, well, you know, have a session, try it out, see what happens, because you won't know until you actually experience it. But after I had my session, I didn't feel like, oh, I didn't feel incomplete, you know, I didn't feel like the session was incomplete, you know. I felt like it was complete. But I know that, you know, if there's still something going on, then, you know, I can always get another session, right?
So absolutely.
So it's not like I came out of the session and felt like, oh, that was a waste of time or whatever. You know, it was not like that at all, right? So so I didn't feel like something was missing, you know? It felt good. It was deep. It was good.
Excellent. And at the end of the session, settling energies are put in so that it because we are clearing a lot within one session. And, you know, after a session, some people have experienced quite a lot of tiredness or, you know, and as these old energies release, it might bring up certain emotions, but that settles over time and, you know. But Creator has gifted settling energies at the end of this session because it does go so deep, the work, that, you know, it can leave you feeling a bit tired. But I don't know if you experienced any tiredness, but not everybody does. It depends.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like I said, we already had a really bad day in that day, so I don't remember.
No, bless you. These days are sent to try us at times.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Caroline, is that you with your hand raised, I think? You want to unmute yourself? I think it's Caroline. I could be totally wrong. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, hi.
Go ahead.
Hi there.
Let me turn off my computer. Thank you. And along the lines of my question that you were just, where am I? That you were just answering, right?
Yes, yeah.
Let it come back. So once it's cleared,
yes,
and we go back to regular life, right? We see where it might still have by our reactions. So when whatever event or emotion or attachment has been cleared, if we pay attention to it again with our thoughts, do we bring it back or is it just cleared forever?
Once we clear something, it's generally cleared forever, but there may be different aspects that bring it back. For instance, if it could be thoughts that bring it back, or weights of not being able to release something, for instance, being stuck. So after we've released, say, a fear, we might look at being stuck if there were repeating patterns. But normally that fear or that belief is gone and you get new golden books come in so that you no longer think in the same way or react to the issue the same way at all, if that makes sense.
It does. When I started with Alara many years ago, whenever she started the show and getting healings and many, many sessions, I mean, I would end up in the stairs crying and screaming, and now it's just I feel it and I release it. So there's still releasing, but it's not as traumatizing as it used to be. It's more like, okay, a little cry and then I'm done.
Absolutely. Because it's
what I'm getting at is that, are we ever just done?
Well, I've been told we're never done. The masters and guides are never done because Creator's never done in learning and growing, and we are part of Creator. It changes. As you said, that's a prime example of where you've been and how you are where you're at now. And that's a beautiful example because in the beginning, you were in that old energy of being in total kind of despair and having to release it and obviously releasing a lot of sadness and stress. And now you may just have a tiny bit after a session that you're releasing and it's not the same enormity as before. So I was told even like the masters are still learning and growing, but it's not at all the same as here because obviously they're surrounded by a different energy, much more love. And you know, and within the book it talks about inner realm planets where creation started, and it's really right near the love light of source. And there's much more love and souls, because I don't know what they look like, but souls are loved much more back. If there's anything that's gone wrong, no one shuns them. They're loved back into getting back into alignment of who they truly are rather than punished and criticized, which happens a lot within this realm. So it's, you know, I do have to say that we never stop learning and growing. It is very different as we ascend, but we still learn and grow.
But it'll be different. Sorry, I was just going to say, Caroline, your reactions will be different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But don't go looking for the event and say, how am I changing now?
Oh, I never do. Yeah. I never do. They just pop up. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely, because that's what I was saying at the beginning. As we start this ascension journey, events pop up out of the blue, and it's how, if we can go within and look, what does this mean for me? What do I need to do to work on this as well? It can change the whole outcome. So digging deep within.
Yes.
But it's different each time. It does get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks.
Awesome. All right. So, hold on. We had a question. Promise? Yes, we promise it gets better.
It absolutely does. I promise. I'm going to give an example now for listeners so they can understand a bit of my journeying. Mm-hmm. I had an event where I got attacked by dark, very dark, and I had to go, before I can now handle it myself, I had to go and see someone that was specialized in this. And I was in fear, I was shaking, anxiety, this stuff happened for about 4 or 5 months continuously. And I now, I'm not scared of it at all. I'm not in that state. So I'm trying to say to listeners, you know, I am a living example that I was nearly giving all this up as well at that point in time, as we would when not so great things happen. Now I look back on that event, those months, and I am absolutely grateful for them, because they have shifted me on my mission and knowing who I am in such a great way. And you know, so I really want to express to people that I understand we've all had traumatic events, and it does get better, and once you do really release this stuff, it really does change who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's the thing. It's like sometimes we think, oh, I've been releasing forever. That's what Caroline is saying. I mean, I've said that too. It's like, oh my God, how many times do I have to have the same thing come up again? You know?
Yeah.
But if you take a look at that event, whatever it happens to be, without that emotion, without that reaction, say, okay, all right, it's coming up. All right, how do I want to react to it this time? Like how, like, absolutely. You know, what is it trying to tell me this time? What did I miss before? You know, but I automatically sometimes just go straight into reaction, you know, and then afterwards, like, oh, crap, you know.
But we all do. We all do. I do. We all do. We are human.
Yeah.
We are human, living a human existence as never-ending beings of light. And it is how, it's just having, as I said in the beginning, it's having a tiny shift. Even if it's tiny, the next time we'll have a bigger shift.
Yeah,
and we'll be able to stay more in alignment with who we are. And that's what we've come here to know, experience, and get to that point.
Exactly.
So,
absolutely. Thank you. So Rosemary's asking a question. This does clear the lineages, right? Bloodline and everything else?
It does. It goes all back down all generational timelines. We do generational healing within these sessions as well. It works multidimensionally. So we often, within a session, and I think that happens with you, we bring up another planet where a specific event may have really caused a shock, trauma and worry. It all gets healed in the time of now. And yeah, it changes how we feel about it. So yes, we do go back down a lineage timeline as well. So we do family ancestral healing, but across all time, place and space, because we haven't only just lived here with this family. Often we've traveled on many incarnation experiences with the same souls. So it does work right from the beginning of the soul if we're looking at issues like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's lots of other comments in the chat, but not a specific question per se. But I just wanted to tell Linda again one more time. When we transition, when we're no longer here and we're, you know, in reviewing our life, we remember everything.
Absolutely.
We know everything. We remember everything. Right?
Yeah.
And absolutely. Then we choose what we want to do next.
Absolutely. And we get help with that from the guides and angels I've channeled. You know, we're not sitting there alone in some void, and we are surrounded with, well, it's creator's mind. It's going back home to bliss. And we are helped to decide our next journey and missions. And we might think, Well, I've looked back at past lives I've cleared and think, why on earth did I choose that? But actually now, in the time of no time, coming forward, you can look back and think, I'm never going to repeat that again. I don't have to. I've come here to ascend, to know that I'm part of creating. When you know that, you no longer have to experience this again.
Yeah. So yeah, know that. And then, yeah. You know, like I said, again, it's just our choice. We're making the choice to come back here. We're making the choice to go have the different experiences that we're having.
Absolutely.
I know people don't always want to hear that, but, you know.
And it might not be a conscious choice, obviously. It will be unconscious, subconscious, and maybe even agreements with other souls before we even came to this plane of existence to help each other learn, grow, and expand. And that is a big concept to get your head around as well, because,
somebody had sent that to me a long time ago about a certain situation and a certain person and all that wonderful stuff. And I'm like, really? And it's like, okay. Yeah. You know, so I was like, all right, but I'll see when I actually, you know, pass on. And then I'm going to ask Creator about that and say, what the heck? You know, I was going to say, what the F? But I say, what the heck? I was like, I don't know about that one.
I've been told absolutely. And it's about actually also, maybe it's about finding forgiveness in situations as well. Mm-hmm. Those souls that are acting in an unconscious way, an unawakened way, I will say, there are a lot of souls still acting in that way on this realm of existence.
Yeah.
They may have come to aid us to clear and be able to forgive and not hold that energy in our heart anymore. So that we, you know, I say to my husband, we have to look at the bigger picture of all these things.
So that's why I have no regrets. I can't say I've done the whole forgiveness part with this one thing and or this one person, but I have no regrets. I'm grateful because it brought me to where and who I am now.
Absolutely. And I'm sure all of us listening can agree with that and have had similar stories where events have triggered by others have not been perceive at the time unfair, whatever, but actually when we look at it later, it has actually brought us to a place and helped our journey.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to question Creator at some point.
Okay.
About that.
You are Creator.
I know. But I'm still not satisfied with the answer I'm giving myself, you know? So.
Okay.
So Melissa has a question, and she says, or a comment and a question. I think I chose in this life to separate as far as possible from Creator without really being separated. In other words, my life has been mostly hell since birth, but I've always been aware of Creator's love. It feels like an egoic experiment, which on a spiritual level allows me to be present and hold space for anyone and any experience. Does this sound true? And should I start my ministry again? I don't even know what that means.
Absolutely. You know, events that have happened to us really, just talking to Mikhail today, really aid us to go forward on to help others. So like I was saying, events that have happened have really made my journey shift from one area to another. It might be in work, it might be, you know, in your calling, on your mission. And if you're really drawn to aid others through having learned from your experience, then that is a really great thing. But it's also not getting caught up in their stories that may trigger something in you. It's trying to make sure that you separate yourself from their stories and that they're not still bothering you as you do that work, and really protecting your energy field as well if you're aiding others, because, you know, it's all our energy is connected. Everything is energy. And it's, you know, really important that we look after ourselves if we're doing this type of work.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the question from Victoria. Oh, you're going to love this question. If we know in advance what we're going to experience, how does unforeseen consequences or circumstances fit in?
We don't know totally what we're going to... It's all free will. every soul's been given free will. So we have choices, you know, and we can choose to go on one path or to choose to act in this way, choose to go in that direction. It's all free will, but our past experiences do impinge on making the right choices. Sometimes we don't always follow our intuition. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all can say at times we've thought, oh, I'm not sure about that, but carried on regardless and then had unforeseen circumstances. So it's all about how you're in tune with your higher self, with creator and all your guidance, inner guidance, to the choices we make. So obviously we can't choose what happened to us in early years, but in the moment of now, as adults, we can choose our futures and we can choose to carry on with that old energy and think it's going, you know, it will get better and do different work on ourselves, or we can choose to go down a different line and a different direction.
And so, you know, I just want to add, like, before we choose to come here, we choose not the experiences that we're going to have specifically, but what we want to learn, right? What we want to experience, but the actual physical experience that happens, we don't know that for sure because it's based on our choices in every moment, every day. But there are some Absolutely. Major themes that we want to experience, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Some major themes. But we have choices when we're here, whether we follow, for instance, our intuition, yeah. or we go down a different route and maybe act in anger or react in a way that is not helpful, which changes the outcome of the future yeah. situation. So, yeah,
absolutely.
We have experiences we want to experience, and that is a great way of putting it, Alara. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yes. Melissa said, I don't remember you saying protection. Oh yeah, you did say protection a little bit. But so she talked about protection. You said just knowing we are never separate from Creator keeps us protected. Can you elaborate on conscious protection methods?
Conscious protection methods. Well, that greatly brings me into the a package I'm offering as an upsell. So basically, it's an hour teaching session with half an hour or more, depending, you know, I'm not on a time constraint, of questions and answers about protection. And we'll be delving into the laws of the universe. So it's not really a healing session. We do a short meditation to begin, but it's really about answering those questions about entity, the duality of existence, and looking at some of the laws of the universe that we can use in the time of now to keep us safe, and different types of protection we can use now, as in many people are using the ultraviolet flame. I use the ultraviolet golden platinum flame. I've got much protection around me that I do daily for myself, my house, the cars, and all my close people close to me. And that I do not deviate from my protection. I'm very, very hot on it. So it's not enough as we're awakening just to realize that we're part of creating. We need to take steps through choice to protect our energy as we move forward. And so that's why a lot of us are raising our vibration, mm-hmm. the lower vibrational beings who are unawake, that's all I call them, unawake, and they don't know who they truly are, which is part of Creator. They don't want this planet to rise because it shifts grids, not only from this realm of existence, but across the universes. I know this is a little bit complex to maybe get heads around, but if you think about everything is part of Creator and there's grids around planets, mm-hmm. as more light comes around one planet, it changes the grids that lead off of it, and it shifts everything slightly towards right. the light. So, you know, protection is important at the time of ascension. Yes, she is right. So that's a good question.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is about raising a vibration, maintaining a vibration, checking Absolutely. Into your field all the time, you know, regularly, yep. the best you can, and, yep. you know, fine tuning it, you know,
what's Absolutely. Going on. Absolutely.
So yes, absolutely. The future is malleable. The future is totally changeable. It's based on your choices and actions that you take now, today.
That's absolutely.
You know, that's, I mean, your present is a product of your past, right? Your present now is a product of your past choices, thoughts, feelings, emotions. So your future Absolutely. Is going to be based on what are you creating now? What are you thinking now? What are you feeling now? How are you reacting now? It's based on your choices now, okay? Absolutely, yes, definitely.
Yes,
So there's a question from Yetunde. He says, he or she, I'm not even sure, why can't I remember my dreams? And I just want to say really quickly to that, before you go to bed, tell yourself, you know, I want to remember my dreams. Help me to remember my dreams. And then bring a notebook or a pen, put it beside your bed so that you have the intention of, as soon as you wake up, before you get out of bed, before you're fully conscious, you're going to just start to write down something, even if it's a word, even if it's a letter, you start, because you're starting to now say, yes, I want to remember my dreams. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I'd agree with that. I mean, it has to be an intention and having that by the bed, because, you know, remembering our dreams is helpful at times because we do get messages in dreams, but it's interpreting those messages in the right way as well, because they're often jumbled up.
Yeah.
And so it's really digging deep into what that message, what they're trying to be told, I guess.
Yeah.
So I would agree, though, having the intention of remembering them.
It's the first step. And so yeah. by you taking that action of putting a notebook and a pen beside your bed, that is telling you yourself, your subconscious, your guides, hey, I want to remember my dreams. Can you please help me? So ask. Absolutely. Ask your guides, angels, your higher self to help you to remember your dreams. But only at, I mean, I'm going to put this condition, that to remember your dreams only if they're helpful for you.
Absolutely.
You know, there's absolutely no point in remembering dreams that are just garbage because of what you ate the night before, okay? Because let's face it, we are affected by what we eat. And if you eat garbage the night before and then you wonder, like, why am I having dreams like this? What did you eat? You know, I mean, trust me, I know. I do that sometimes. Like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, that was so bad. It's like, you know. So not everything is a message, okay?
Yeah, absolutely not, no. Messages come from our daily life. And when we're awakened, we can look at what's going on around us and get the message we need to look at what we need to change. I really, truly believe that.
Yeah. And if you do happen to remember, and this is for somebody else, if you do happen to remember a dream, a little bit of it, ask, what does that mean to you? You know, so what does that mean? Ask the question, right? And then leave it, and then you'll get the answer at some point, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I wanted to talk really briefly about, you know, because we've been talking around this as well, but the concept of that we're all eternal beings of light, the never-ending beings of light. So what does that mean? And then we're going to talk a little bit about the packages, and then we're going to do a meditation or a process or some sort.
Lovely, yeah. Well, it really is that we never die, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's a fallacy that we die. Creator's even told me in book two, supposing you never left Creator and the mind of Creator, and you're just having an experience here, that you've never left Creator, you are part of Creator. We are Creator's children, without a doubt. We are connected to Creator. And the reason we don't know this, you know, everyone doesn't know this, is because we've got blocks to that. So we could be off track. Our higher self knows that and will always know that, because that stays, our higher self is within a different esoteric realm. But we have never not been connected to Creator. Mm-hmm. And we've never not been at home. We just have come here under the veil, and there's been veils around Earth and this planet, and forgotten who we truly are. In other planets, they don't always have this veil of forgetting who they truly are. They are birthed into knowing who they truly are. But our journeys never end. And, you know, there is no end to Creator. There is no end to our souls. Even the darkest souls, at one point in billions of incarnations, in time that never ends, can become the brightest sparks. And I think we need to all remember that. That we've all been everything, and you know, not excusing actions, as Creator and Melchizedek wrote in the book, not excusing actions and the pain and suffering they cause, but we have to know that we have been everything, and then we can really try and truly find forgiveness towards others, which may help. It may not help the darkest being running around on our realm, but it may help many people that are surrounding that situation. So It really is very important that we understand that we never end, and that we just continue getting brighter and brighter.
Right. And so, forgiving yourself too for, you know, whatever absolutely. You've done in the past. It's like you
absolutely, because we've not all been good. We've never all been brilliant in this life. We're human, and we've come here to experience things. We have been angry. We have shouted at other people, and we've acted in ways that isn't always great. But as we begin to become more of who we truly are, part of Creator, we can change that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're so gentle and you're so kind, Sarah. I will just say outright, we have killed, we have raped, we have pillaged, we have stolen, we have done everything.
We have. And it's hard to accept that sometimes about ourselves, you know, especially in the beginning of awakening, I think.
And it's I'm very blunt.
Yeah. That's a very good thing, Alara. Very good thing.
And I just want to say really quickly back to you, Tunde, for a second. If you've been having the intention to remember your dreams, you might want to ask yourself, what is it that I'm not willing to see or know? Right? Yeah. What is it that I'm not willing to see and know? Okay? So I just want to add that in, because she had said that she's tried with intent. So that's the next question. It's like, what am I not willing to see and know?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the special offer. So for those of you who are on live page, you can just, oh, Linda's got her hand raised. Hold on. Linda Card. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I'll go ahead and unmute you. 1 second. I can't unmute you. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, Linda. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sarah. Beautiful. Hi. Sarah. Hi, Alara. It's wonderful to join with you. I just wanted to, if I may, share a little bit with all of you how sessions with Sarah has really helped me. Alara, is that okay?
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
Thanks, Linda, bless you.
Yeah. Well, Alara, I don't know if you remember that, you know, I have a body that was riddled with a lot of physical chronic pain, and this is something that Sarah can even address if anyone out there deals with physical pain, as she released many different contracts and past lives that I've had, and even traumas and molestation and things in this lifetime. Those dense energies that were held within my body were totally released. Were released, and also as you go through a session with Sarah, you feel the love of Creator, you feel the love and compassion and sensitivity that Sarah has during the session, and as she's going through things with you and releasing energies and books and contracts, she will ask you, what are you feeling or what has come up for you? And it might be a question, it might be a thought, and she will also work with that as well. So I just wanted to sing her praises that I have never had any sessions from anyone on the spiritual path that has helped me as much as working with Sarah. So I just wanted to put that in there, Alara. It's meant so much to me, and so much has lifted out of me energetically, raised me up to a different vibrational level, and I'm finding joy. There hasn't been
good.
Joy.
There That's hasn't awesome, been joy. Linda.
Yeah, that's there hasn't brilliant. Been joy in my life in a very long time. So I'm just happy to be here, joined with both of you. Heartfelt thanks to both of you for all that you do, and much love.
And much love to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. I love that. I love that she's able to experience joy now and so much more. So that's beautiful.
That is, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we've been having quite a few sessions together, and it's great to see, you know, how people and souls can shift and change, and it's a blessing. And I want to add, obviously, everyone's healing themselves. I'm just, as we all are doing this work, just conduits for the Creator. It's a mission that we've chosen to help others, and everybody has a divine mission as well. And so, you know, and we find the right person to work with at the right time, I think. So it's about following your intuition about who you work with as well, because we always go to the right person, I believe, when we're meant to work with them.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes it might just be the one session that you need. Sometimes you might need more than one, right?
Absolutely. There's no hard and fast rule.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for that, Linda. Yay. All right. So if you are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Sarah10, SARAH10. And I'm going to open it up here in a second as well. Give me one second here. I'll share my screen. All right. So Sarah has three special offers, package A, B, and C. They all include the audio download package as well as the PDF of Sarah's book, The Cosmos, Ascension, and the Golden Keys from Melchizedek. And then package A has a 40-minute reading and mini healing in the Akashic Records. Package B has a 1-hour private key session. And package C has 1.5 to 2 hours deeply transformative private key session with via Zoom, as well as a 40-minute reading and mini healing in the Akashic Records, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
Awesome. Good. So I'm just going to go down a little bit just to talk a little bit about, if you could talk a little bit, Sarah, about the 40-minute reading and mini healing session in the Akashic Records, what that's like and what people can expect.
Yeah. So we'll be looking at any questions they want to answer about their journeying, but we'll also be looking at what, for instance, their mission is and anything blocks that are holding them back in the time and now. So it's 40 minutes, but we go quite in depth, and we may do a little bit of healing there if an issue comes up and arises that's holding them back. Mm-hmm. So that reading is really great if people are a bit stuck on where to go next.
Awesome. And then the download package, there's three audios, three meditations. So if we could talk a little bit about the three meditations as well.
Yes. Well, there's three. One's aiding separation to Creator and how we often feel like we're not connected. So it's clearing the energy of the feeling of separation and some old stories. And you may think, oh, how can a meditation clear old stories? We're not sitting there together. But obviously, Creator knows who's listening to this. It's already a given. So Creator's clearing out what anyone needs, and they can be listened to again and again. So we're aiding the feeling of separation, conflict. So it could be any story we're holding, any conflict within. It could be what direction to go in, or it could be, you know, should I stop doing this and start doing this? Where should I go? So it's all conflict within relationships, you know, Creator again, knowing who you are. And then the third meditation is just unhooking us to fear states that are rife within group consciousness. So that's another meditation that really unhooks us from much fear that's surrounding our planetary system and grids.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And now the book, your beautiful book.
Yep. So that's just gifted, and it is really talks about ascension in depth. It talks about angels and guides. It talks about, obviously, the keys, but it also talks about all the stories that hold us back, fear, anxiety, judgment, and it goes quite in depth. So,
awesome. So package A is $100. And now package B is, you know, a 1-hour private key session. Instead of the 40-minute session, this is a 1-hour private key session. So how is this different from the 40-minute healing session in the Akashic Records?
Well, basically, we're opening the records and doing a reading within the Akashic Records. But the key session absolutely involves, we stand with Melchizedek, opening a door to work with Creator. People, souls step through esoterically. The door shuts, the keys go up. We bring in all the angels and guides surrounded by love and light. And then we deeply start working on whatever issue comes up for that soul. And what and Creator knows exactly what the best thing is for you to hear, be healing at that time. And I, as I say, I've never had it not marry up with what the person is experiencing. It might be put in slightly different wording, but we start clearing the energy of a lot of past lives and whatever we're working on. And again, yeah, putting in some great books. Stepping back out of the ceremony, we ground you back to the here and now. So it's all anchored beautifully so that you can continue the day with hopefully a bit more joy.
And so that package, package B, is 140. And now package C, we have an hour and a half to 2 hours of the private key session via Zoom. So is there anything else you want to add about that?
Actually, I would say it normally is nearer the 2 hour mark for all those that are wishing to purchase that package. That's all I was going to say. It's very deep, and you know, the settling energy really at the end. And it's just to say to people listening, if you have that one, it's best not to do too much deep work for a couple of days after after that session.
Awesome. So this also includes separately the 40-minute reading and mini healing in the Akashic Records, right? This is separate?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really a reading more than specific healing. So we'll be answering questions in the Akashic Records with Melchizedek standing there and Creator. And so we can just look at where the soul's journey is going or any other questions really that they want answering. It isn't a predictive reading. It's looking for the highest and best answers in love and light that can be given.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So that package is 244. So please do take a look at these. You know, you might want to just get a mini reading to start. Awesome. You might want to, you know, go for package B, which is a 1 hour key session, or you might want to go for package C, which is a 2 hour key session plus a 40-minute reading in the Akashic Records. So this again is available at alara.at/show/sarah10 And I'm going to stop the screen share because. All right, here we go. All right, so anybody have any questions about that before we go forward? The book is very informative, Linda says. Awesome. Thank
Excellent.
You, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, so we're going to do, are we going to do a meditation or are we going to do light language or what are we going to do now, Linda? I mean, Sarah.
That's all right. We're going to do a meditation. I just thought I've channeled beforehand to clear some worries in the time of now. And they gave me bringing back a feeling of serenity for us all on this evening of Halloween. So just feeling a bit more serene. And I'll be taking you up to where we work with the key energy into Creator, and people will be stepping into the key energy. So you will get a little taster of this. I'm going to warn all viewers, I pull very funny faces, as my clients know and you've experienced, but it's just the way the energy is channeled through, so ignore that bit. But I will be speaking some light language.
But I mean, most people close their eyes anyways when they're receiving, right? So
absolutely, so it's not to worry. and it works and it helps people, so you know, that's just the way it is. So I'm going to begin. Ishala paratala karatala kai shala karata rigaradu kaya da 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 da. Ishala paratala karata atikdula kai. Just reminding everyone listening that they are part of Creator, la parata with love and light, ipigala karata. And I just want you all to imagine now a beautiful golden platinum light coming down from Creator, taking a deep breath, and imagining this beautiful ball of light at the top of your heads now. Shalakai,
in love and light. And imagine now taking that light down through the body, down and down, slowly and surely, as we're going to anchor ourselves to new earth, bright earth, gold and platinum earth. And taking that down, light now down through new earth, bright earth, gold and platinum earth, Ishalakai. Grounding you to Mother Earth, Ishalaparata. And taking that beautiful light back up through new earth, bright earth, gold and platinum earth. Ishalaparata, back up through the body. Slowly and surely, taking a lovely deep breath now, up and up. Bringing again back to a beautiful golden platinum ball at the top of the head. Ishalakai lakorata, knowing you're grounded and safe. And I want you now to slowly and surely imagine shooting that light up through the universe. Ilaparata lakarata, ishkabaragradi ilapagadatata lakorata. Through the stars, Ishalaparata, up and up, till you find a place that's completely right for you, a beautiful white light, Iliperitaratulaka, Ishapagarakai, Ukapakoi, Kaya Kayapadad. Taking a deep breath, as Creator's love and light surrounds you now, Ipagaratoratulaka, feeling calm and peaceful. And just taking a deep breath as Melchizedek steps forward, holding a key up in front of your third eye area. And all those that wish to, agreeing now to step into this beautiful key energy, designed to bring some serenity to busy days and lives, in love and light. Just stepping into that key energy now. Just taking the keys up as you take a deep breath. And surrounding yourself in that loving energy, Ilaparatalaka, and imagining now as the angels and guides step around you, Ipepakatatulaka, protected and safe, Alaka, in Creator's love, Ilaratulaka, I'm just going to now just release any thoughts of recent worries and stresses that have been holding you back in the time and now, Epelakartur, Ishapalakai, just giving them up to Creator now. Clearing some old fears, Ilaparatalakoi. Troubles. And imagining now a worry that you've wanted to release to Creator, Ishapakadai, at the time of now. Imagine a story, Ipikirielaka, Uparatikielakarati, Lakurapadakaradishkadai. And just agreeing now to release the energy of that story to Creator, Alaparatalakordilakai, Ishapakadalakai, Lakurapakadadilakaraturikirai Shalakai. taking a deep breath as that energy is releasing. Just knowing these stories are being released now, for all those listening, worries and doubts, taking a deep breath. Feeling the love lights around you as you continue to release these old worries, fear or doubt. Releasing that now, taking a deep breath. As we akashe those stories without the resonance and the worries, bringing in some love and light. Clearing any future stories and bringing in some beautiful golden books without the resonance of the past. Releasing that, taking a deep breath. Ishkara, and accepting some beautiful news stories full of tranquility as this energy of tranquility surrounds you to the thing we've just released, Ashalaka, during this meditation, Apalakai, Lakwada Pagaya, da da da. Protected and safe. Ikaraka, feeling that tranquility coming down from Creator, Alakaraka, Alakala Kodogadai, feeling it in your heart, Ilipeda Roriala, the Tikudubigadai, Ashkadai, Lakodabakadai, Lakodabakar, Kodabigadai, Shikadat, Askadabigal, Kadakarupish, Kadakarupigal, Kadakarupigal, taking all that settling energy, taking a deep breath, Alakarata. Feeling that negativity lift now. greater knowing who you are. Feeling the love and light surround you. Okay, and just now we're going to step out of the keys. Ishbagala. Taking a deep breath while we bring the keys back to the Kells deck, stepping out of the key energy. Keep breathing just as this quickly, we're stepping out of that energy back to the beautiful white light where we began. Just agreeing to step out that key energy now. Surrounded by the love light of Creator, back in that beautiful space. As we come back now down through the universe, Ishbagalakai. Supported and loved as we ground ourselves back into the here and now, Ishabakada, with tranquility and peace, Iperdakar Tue Kadai. Back through the universe. Down to that beautiful ball, golden platinum light at the top of our head. Ishbagala. Seeing that light now going down through the body. Down and down. Gently and peacefully taking that peace and tranquility with us. Till it reaches the base of our feet, Iliparata, down through new earth, bright earth, white earth, Ishalaka, Bagadiyalaka. Grounding us back to the here and now, and again back up through new earth, bright earth, white and golden platinum earth, back to our feet and back up. Slowly and beautifully fill our body, Ishalakarata, creating knowing who you are and what you've cleared today in love and light, Ishbagalakriyat, into a beautiful ball again at the top of our head as we just ground you back now quickly to the here and now. So taking some deep breaths while we're just grounding you back, Laparatalakaratishkabai. Taking a deep breath. Feeling those old worries just evaporating. Alakorata. Feeling those golden stories, Ishabakada, and imagining Alaka beautiful futures, Alaparati Lakai in the time and now. feeling serenity around you. As you come back, and when ready, gently opening your eyes.
I'm back slowly, slowly, slowly going back.
Lovely, yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, right. Thanks.
That was really, really good. And there was a peaceful light that went all the way around the heart, and it went out in a lot of directions. It was very hard to come back. Thank you very much, Sarah.
That's all right. You're welcome. Yeah, that's lovely. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still yawning.
Yeah.
Somebody else had a comment they wanted to make?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just catch later, but it was nice.
Oh, good. Yeah, glad you enjoyed it.
Can we be in the light all the time? That's my question.
We have always been in the light. It's only really blocks that have kept us back from knowing that we've always been in that light. You've never not been in the light. It's just literally past experiences, lives, worries, and feeling separated from Creator that makes us feel that we aren't in the light. And we've talked about during the call that, you know, we have times, we have peaks and troughs and emotions come up, but during all that time, we are part of Creator. We are not separate ever. So I hope that helps, even though we may feel it because of, you know, energies we've got going on around us and things we've brought in. It's about becoming enlightened and trying to stay in that energy all the time.
Thank you so much. It's very helpful. So it's just a time that sometimes we feel separate. That's why it's okay. Depends how we feel our emotion and what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But we've never been separate. We're under a veil of illusion of this separation, but it isn't true. It's about clearing old energies and staying in the moment of now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense a lot. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right, so I think Carol had a question or comment.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi. Look, I, going through that process, I realized that I have my backbone back. And because from the age of 13, I've had to be responsible for others because there weren't parents around. Right. And so now all that stress and worry and over responsibility, I feel I've been trying to get free of that for a long time, because that's, even though I've got a good relationship with God, I could not, that stress and worry and feeling responsible for other people's feelings, as a great grandmother now.
Oh, lovely.
You know, and my children are all thriving, but it's my turn to be with my own inner child and nurture me now, not the great grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And that's been conflict. So thank you. So now I am spineful, not spineless.
Oh, bless you. That's brilliant. I'm glad you felt that, because I don't know what everyone's shifting. It's just whatever's highest and best. So I'm glad you felt a difference and a bit of strength from that.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Good. Thank you, Carol. Beautiful. All right, so we have some more comments also in the chat. Caroline had said, wow, powerful and bright, yummy, thank you. Linnell says, wonderful. Maria says, floats, thank you. Linnell says, I see a broken crack in a cylinder of light.
Not sure.
Is it really a broken crack, or is it light shining through?
Absolutely.
I think it's more, as you say, Lara, light shining through. And I'm getting told it's a remembrance of whom you truly are. Mm-hmm. I get a nod when I get it right, because creator nods my head, so but I'm getting, yes, it's a remembrance of who you truly are, which is a beautiful being of light without that worry, and giving some tranquility to where you've been struggling, I'm being told.
Beautiful. Awesome. Linda Card says, swirling energy and a sense of peace, of warm light filling my body, filling my heart, and opening and expanding my ascended heart chakra. Awesome.
Brilliant.
Good, good, good. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome, Carol. So, Linnell, you feel like you're ready to explode? Explode. You're not broken.
You're not broken.
Yeah. Good. Good. Awesome. All right. That was powerful, you know. I mean, I knew it was going to be. So, Renetta has a hot head. Breathe.
Right. Yeah. It's just bringing more light in and releasing the old stuff. Yeah.
Awesome.
Whew. And if anyone feels they need to email me, I'm always free to answer questions as well. You know, even if they want to just ask a question, I need to say it's, you know, not all, if you don't feel drawn to buy a package, I'm always there to answer questions that anyone may have.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So does anybody have any other questions or comments they'd like to? She read my mind. Renetta says she read my mind. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, bless her.
Anybody else have any questions or comments they'd like to make, whether it's about, you know, the process that we just did, or whether it's about the packages, or anything else, whatever. We are open for a few more minutes. The shop is open for a few more minutes. Thank you. Go ahead, Linda. You want to unmute yourself? Linda Card.
Hi, Linda.
I love, I do have a question. Can you explain why we go up when we're doing meditations, why we travel up out of ourselves to meet source, and then come back down?
It's because in a meditation, it's taken up there so that you're sitting at the right level for you with creator, because every soul's different. Whereas when we step into a ceremony, which I know that you're used to, it's already just angled, just at the right energy for you. So creators, when we do a meditation, when I'm doing it for a group in that way, creators inform me that we need to take everyone up so they're at the right level to work for them, as we're all individual souls, as we know. So I hope that helps somewhat, because... obviously in a one-to-one session, it's slightly different than doing a meditation and using this energy work in a group.
That's perfect. Thank you, Sarah.
That's all right. That's okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda.
Lovely.
Good. All right. So, 1 second. Lynn Allison, I'm so glad to feel not broken. Thanks for the help in the filter shift. Absolutely. Yes.
Great. Lovely.
Maria says, yes, not sleeping at night. I keep waking up around 3. Is this an ascension symptom still? Yep. But I'll let Sarah answer.
I say yes, definitely. It you know, many broken sleeps. And I have to say, in the last 2 weeks, from the work I've been doing, from what I know, there's huge amounts of love light coming into the planet over these last 2 weeks. So there's massive shifts, there's massive ascension energy coming in at this time. So many of us may feel the effects of that. So it's just to bear with it and know that there's much light coming on and releasing of old patterns around grids, etc., going on at the moment.
Awesome. So Caroline is asking, grounding to Mother Earth, remembering we are her stewards. Can you speak of this a bit?
Absolutely. You know, the planets are alive. A book two, I've got a whole chapter about the planets and how creators gifted me the term of their super souls. We're souls, they're super souls. They've got a lot more to hold. And planets are all interconnected, and they can, believe it or not, talk to each other. So amazingly, we're gifted this planet to live on, a live being, as everything in the universe is alive and energy, and we've been gifted this beautiful place, and it is beautiful if you walk out in nature and take time to really look around you. So grounding to earth is really important, and giving thanks and doing everything we can to aid earth as well at us, and looking after our environment, which is obviously a big thing as well. So it's I hope that kind of answered the question, but grounding is important, because when we begin this ascension journey, often we'd rather be up there than down here. But the process of ascension is learning to be in our body as a divine being of light, and not having to feel that we're not grounded. So we can be both. We can be beautiful beings of light, grounded, having a bodily experience.
Awesome. And so you just mentioned the new book, so Healing from Within and the Keys. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. Well, I'm up to 43,000 words, so it's well on its way. There's different chapters about disease states. So it goes into specific disease states we may be suffering here. It's not saying that, you know, there's many energetic healings that can aid heal, but it can help heal from within. And within cells, these tiny fragments of energy are brought across time, place and space, as there's no time, and into our bodies. So it's about healing, for instance, shocks, which cause like major problems within our bodies, healing traumas. So it really goes into depth about how we can heal ourselves. So it's quite, fascinating.
And when is book 2 coming out?
After Christmas now, I have to say, because I'm writing away, so it's a work in progress.
Awesome. Yeah. So Nikki was asking, are we already changing from carbon to crystalline composition, and what are the signs, please?
Absolutely. There's so much different energy coming in now, but we're changing our whole energy field, our DNA, if you like. It is changing, but as we do this type of healing, what really it is it's becoming enlightened within ourselves to who we truly are. So it's not just in our mind, our body is catching up. So it's about really knowing that we're becoming enlightened souls, not just spiritually, mentally, but also physically, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Karen, I'm not really sure about this question, so I'm just going to read it, because I think there's something there that I'm not getting. So this is from Karen. Can my body being physically out of alignment with heavy lifting cause pain when the light is coming through me? If so, can you please advise?
Well, heavy lifting obviously can affect our body, but there will be a reason why it's showing up in the body, and why if we're lifting heavy things, we're not obviously doing it right, but there will be a reason, a bigger picture to that. And it may be feeling burdened and burdened down with, I'm getting a picture of carrying heavy burdens from the past. So I'd say that was about being burdened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So obviously the way we do bend and pick up something has a big effect, but every time we bend and pick up something heavy, it doesn't mean we're going to injure ourselves. So often injury comes in our body to show us what we need to work on.
And maybe this is just showing you about, you know, are you ready to let go of those burdens now?
Yeah.
Right, as well, you know, so, you know, when we are receiving more light, when more light is coming through, it brings up stuff that, you know, it's asking, are you ready to let this go? Are you ready to let this go, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like, are you willing and ready to let go of the burdens that you've been holding on to? And this could be from this lifetime or previous lifetimes. Doesn't matter, but are you willing to let it go now, right?
Absolutely. And it could
also
be
lots of water, definitely.
Yeah. Burdens at work as well, I'm being told. It may be feel like, because if it's happening, it may feel like work's a burden as well, so that might be worth looking at.
Good. So, and you know, We've all experienced that from time to time too, but this is about us being aware of, okay, asking the questions, okay, what is this? What's going on? And it's like, what else is possible here. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So she said, I understand. Thank you. It was care work. Yes. Awesome. Good. Lovely. So, you know, is there something that can be changed? You know, is there something that you can change there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at that. Right. So this is also about, you know, you telling yourself that, you know, or looking at, you know, this is not working for me anymore. So what can I change? What can we bring in that's different now? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We are not stuck in any situation. Remember, our future is changeable, right? We talked about this at the very beginning. Our future is completely changeable. You have to look at it, you know, and say, because, I mean, there's more to it than just that. That's like really flippant answer, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we all, I do think that though has brought up that we do have to remember, and I have to do this myself, remember that we're living in the time of now as well as clearing stuff. We have to manifest in our heart, mind, and keep giving thanks, and gratitude is so important. And, you know, I've had to remind myself of that recently. So we're all, you know, continuing to work, but remember to also stay in the here and now and give thanks for everything we have got, so more great gifts can be drawn to us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that. So Sarah, does Melchizedek have any other last message for us before we go today?
Only that we're all eternal beings of light in love and deeply loved by both Melchizedek, the angels and guides. And, you know, they cannot come to you unless you call them in for their support as well. He wants you to know that he is there for every one of our souls, as his creator, as are the angels and guides. And they can step in, but only if we ask for their help.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So so please do, everyone, take a look at the three packages that Sarah has for us, that they're available at alara.at/show/Sarah10, S-A-R-A-H 10, and see which one resonates with you. Definitely go and have a session with Sarah. It's different, definitely different, but it's at the same time, it's powerful. And if you, you know, have not had a session with Sarah before, why not try it? You know, why not? Why not be willing to try something different and be willing to let go of what's been holding you back, what's been keeping you stuck, what's no longer working for you? Release those stories, because a lot of stories get released. There's a lot of clearing and releasing that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. There is in one session. So
Lots. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for your questions and comments. And this was so much fun. And you know, the process was so powerful. You can obviously go back and watch or listen to this again and you know, do the process again for sure, right?
Absolutely.
And just again, receive and let go and clear and all that wonderful stuff. It was so powerful. So thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you, Sarah, so much. This was
awesome.
Thank you, Laura.
It is. It's been brilliant. And it's been beautiful meeting everyone, being able to see them as well. And, you know, it's been great. And blessings to everyone that's been listening.
Thank you, everyone. Have a safe, happy Halloween, you know, and tomorrow's All Saints Day. So, you know, whatever all that stuff that happens at this time, you know.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water, do some protection, you know, whatever you guys gotta do, do it, you know. So, oh, Mercury retrograde. Oh, that explains a lot. Thank you for that. Okay, that explains a lot. It's snowing. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad it's not snowing here. But
I'm here.
Enjoy if that's your thing. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.